Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 145 of Takeaway Trivia, your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, bringing you four rounds of bar trivia straight into your ears. As I record this, the Brussels sprouts and turkey are being digested. That's Christmas done for another year. It's Boxing Day. Hope you've had a fantastic celebration where you are. If you're sick of tinsel and the Christmas songs, here is 20 minutes of trivia for you to play with your friends, with your family, to pass the time in that weird limbo week between Christmas and New Year. If you want to stay in touch with the quiz, at Bar Wars on Twitter or facebook.com/takeawaytrivia is the place to do it. First shout out of the week is Celine Glynn, who says, "Hello, can you give a shout out to my husband, Owen?" It's the Irish spelling. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. It's his 33rd birthday on the 27th of December, and we will be listening on our way back home after spending Christmas in Donegal with our families. We love listening on our drives in Ireland. Hope you have a safe journey home. Hope you've had a wonderful Christmas, and thank you for listening. Mark's been on from Twitter saying, "Hi, Leon. Me and my girlfriend are big fans of Takeaway Trivia. It's become part of our weekly routine. Could you please wish her a Merry Christmas?" That's from Mark to Charlotte. Many thanks. Mark's been on holiday visiting his mum in Spain, celebrating Christmas there, so I believe Charlotte's picking him up from the airport. Have a safe journey home, Mark. Charlotte, hello, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you both. And finally, Maddie Long says, "It's mine and my boyfriend's anniversary on the 30th of December. It would be amazing if you could say hi to George on Takeaway Trivia. We've been listening since we started dating and love listening every Monday. Thank you for making 2022 that little bit better." That's really sweet of you. Thank you. So, Maddie, George, congratulations. Happy anniversary. And hope there are many, many, many more. And yes, this is the final quiz of 2022. So many thanks for quizzing with me. It's been a pleasure to be your quiz master. Genuinely, 3 years ago, I started this podcast just as a way to keep in touch with the regulars at my pub quiz here in Hereford. I expected only to get, 50 listeners or so. And I never planned for it to become listen to, internationally and have so many of you get in touch. And it's really nice to hear from you. Very, very humbling. And just genuinely, thank you for enjoying the quiz. Thank you for taking time to get in touch. It's lovely to hear from each and every one of you. Shall we quiz for the final time this year? All right, then. Coming up, I have got the final fling for you. I'll take a look at 22 in review. I've got a round of Alphabetti Quizetti. But first, let's start with your general knowledge. Happy New Year, everyone. After last week's full-on Christmassy pub quiz, this week we return to our standard format. It's round one, it's general knowledge, with no Christmassy questions in sight. Question one. In the American version of the sitcom The Office, what is the company's annual award ceremony called? Number one. In the US Office, what is the company's annual award ceremony called? Number two, what is the largest sports stadium by capacity in Europe? Number two, what is the largest sports stadium by capacity in Europe? Number three, which animals guard Nelson's Column in London's Trafalgar Square? Number three, which animals guard Nelson's Column in London's Trafalgar Square? Number four, in Jack and the Beanstalk, what does Jack swap for some beans? Number four, in Jack and the Beanstalk, what does Jack swap for some beans? Number five, in which year was Hong Kong handed over to the Chinese? Number five, in which year was Hong Kong handed over to the Chinese? Number six, what is the state capital of Texas? Question number six, what is the state capital of Texas? Number seven, how many moons does Mars have? Question seven, how many moons does Mars have? Number eight, Angela Bassett stars as LAPD Patrol Sergeant Anthea Grant in which TV series? Number 8. Angela Bassett stars as LAPD Patrol Sergeant Anthea Grant in which TV series? Number 9. How many colours appear on the Australian flag? Number 9. How many colours appear on the Australian flag? And number 10. What are dried to make prunes? Question 10. What are dried to make prunes? That's your 10 questions to get this week's quiz underway. Won't have the answers just yet. They're coming up after round 2. In this week's round 2, we stick to general knowledge. However, I'm going to give you a helping hand because this week's answers are in alphabetical order. It's a round I call Alphabetti Quizetti. You know, like Alphabetti Spaghetti. So, if your answer, assuming it's correct, to question number 1 begins with the letter H, the next answer will begin with the letter I and we'll keep going alphabetically. Alright? So, question number 1. The Titanic had two sister ships. One was the Olympic, name the other. Question number 1. The Titanic had two sister ships. One was the Olympic, name the other. There is a theory that it wasn't the Titanic that sunk, isn't there? And that they swapped the names of the ships for some weird tax fraud. I don't know if that's true or how much evidence there is. Number 2. The minnow is the smallest member of which fish family? Number 2. The minnow is the smallest member of what fish family? Number 3. Staying fishy. On television, what kind of animal was Flipper? Or is that a mammal, actually, isn't it? Number 3. On television, what kind of animal was Flipper? Number 4. Which singer has released albums titled Plus, Multiply and Divide? Number 4. Which singer has released albums titled Plus, Multiply and Divide? Number 5. Since the 1940s, Cannes in France has become famous for what type of festival? Number 5. Since the 1940s, Cannes in France has become famous for what type of festival? Number 6. What instrument is used to detect radiation? Number 6. What instrument is used to detect radiation? Number 7. The sun's heat is derived from the fusion of hydrogen into which other element? Number 7. The sun's heat is derived from the fusion of hydrogen into which other element? Number 8. According to legend, which famous scientist is said to have invented the cat flap? Number 8. According to legend, which famous scientist is said to have invented the cat flap? Number 9. Released in 2010, which singer's debut studio album was titled My World 2.0? Question number 9. Released in 2010, which singer's debut studio album was titled My World 2.0? And number 10. Which organ of the human body is affected by Bright's disease? Number 10. Which organ of the human body is affected by Bright's disease? That's your 10 questions on Alphabetti Quizetti. If you've got the answers right, they should be in alphabetical order. All right, going back to general knowledge, what were your answers there? Number one, in the US office, what is the company's annual award ceremony called? The Dundies. Two, what is the largest sports stadium by capacity in Europe? It's Camp Nou Stadium in Barcelona with a capacity of 99,354. Wembley in London has 90,000 capacity. Number three, which animals guard Nelson's Column in London's Trafalgar Square? Lions. Number four, in Jack and the Beanstalk, what does Jack swap for some beans? His cow. Number five, in which year was Hong Kong handed over to the Chinese? 1997. Number six, what is the state capital of Texas? Austin. Number seven, how many moons does Mars have? It's two, Phobos and Deimos. Number eight, Angela Bassett stars as LAPD Patrol Sergeant Anthea Grant in which TV series? It is 911. Number nine, how many colours appear on the Australian flag? Three, it's white, blue and red. And number 10, what are dried to make prunes? Plums. I'll have the answers to Alphabetic Rosetti in just a moment. First of all, let's head in to round three. This is, of course, the final takeaway trivia of 2022. So I thought I'd take a look back at 22 in review. 10 questions of events this year. Now, there's been a lot of heavy stuff this year. So I've taken the decision not to gloss over, but to leave kind of Ukraine and Russia and all the cost of living crisis and all that out of the quiz. Although that's been a massive part of 2022. This is a fun family pub quiz that you're probably playing over the Christmas week. So let's keep it a bit lighter and a bit fluffier. Let's take a look at 22 in review. Number one, on which date was the death of Queen Elizabeth II announced? Number one, on which date was the death of Queen Elizabeth II announced? Number two, researchers in the Antarctic announced that they had found the previously undiscovered wreck of which ship used by Ernest Shackleton in his expedition in 1915? Question number two, researchers in the Antarctic announced this year that they'd found the previously undiscovered wreck of which ship used by Ernest Shackleton in his expedition in 1915? Number three, how many prime ministers did the UK have throughout 2022? Number three, how many prime ministers did the UK have throughout 2022? Number four, the 2022 Rugby Union Six Nations Championship took place in February, March, and was eventually won by which country? So number four, the 2022 Rugby Union Six Nations Championship was won by which country? Number five, who wore Marilyn Monroe's famous Mr. President dress to the Met Gala? Number five, who wore Marilyn Monroe's famous Mr. President dress to the Met Gala? Number six, in July, the Prime Minister of which major country was tragically assassinated while given a public speech? Number six, in July, the Prime Minister of which major country was assassinated whilst giving a public speech? Number seven, Australian soap opera Neighbours was axed this year, only to be saved by which company? Number seven, long-running Australian soap opera Neighbours was axed this year, only to be saved and resurrected by which company? Number eight, who was named the best actor at the 94th Academy Awards held in March 2022? So number eight, who won the Oscar for best actor at the 94th Academy Awards held back in March 2022? Number nine, how much did Elon Musk pay to buy Twitter? Number nine, how much did Elon Musk pay to buy Twitter? And number 10, what milestone did the world's population hit in November 2022? Number 10, what milestone did the world's population hit in November 2022? There you go, your 10 questions on 22 in review. And let's review the answers to Alphabeti Quizetti. Number 1, the Titanic had two sister ships. One was the Olympic, named the other the Britannic. Number 2, the minnow is the smallest member of which fish family? The carp. Number 3, on television, what kind of animal was Flipper? A dolphin. Number 4, which singer released albums titled Plus, Multiply and Divide? That's Ed Sheeran. Number 5, since the 1940s, Cannes in France has become famous for what type of festival? The film festival, the Cannes Film Festival. Number 6, what instrument is used to detect radiation? A Geiger counter. 7, the sun's heat is derived from the fusion of hydrogen. Hydrogen? That's Number 7, the sun's heat is derived from the fusion of hydrogen into which other element? Helium. Number 8, according to legend, which famous scientist is said to have invented the cat flap? Isaac Newton. I've heard this quite a few times. Whilst writing this quiz, I googled and looked around on the internet. It is purely legend. There is no evidence that he actually did invent the cat flap. In fact, there's no evidence that he had a cat, because the rumour is he did it to stop the cat opening the door to his lab and ruining experiments involving light. But it might all just be a load of nonsense. Number 9, released in 2010, which singer's debut studio album was titled My World 2.0? Justin Bieber. And 10, which organ of the human body is affected by Bright's disease? The kidneys. Returning to 22 in review, how much of the year do you remember? Number 1, on which date was the death of the Queen announced? The 8th of September 2022. Number 2, researchers in the Antarctic discovered which ship? Previously used by Ernest Shackleton, the Endurance, and the photos of it were amazing because it looked in like pristine condition almost. At number 3, how many prime ministers did the UK have throughout 2022? 3, Boris Johnson, Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak. Although, you know, there's still a few days left of the year as I record this. Number 4, the 2022 Rugby Union Six Nations Championship took place this year. Who was it won by? France. Number 5, who wore Marilyn Monroe's famous dress to the Met Gala? That was Kim Kardashian. Number 6, in July, the Prime Minister of which major country was tragically assassinated? That was Japan. Number 7, Australian soap opera Neighbours has been saved by which company? Amazon. They're commissioning a new series. Number 8, who was named the best actor at the Oscars this year? Will Smith, although obviously not what he was famous for at the Oscars. At number 9, how did Elon Musk pay to buy Twitter? Probably by cash, I don't know. How much did Elon Musk pay to buy Twitter? It was $44 billion. Do you think he was drunk? You know, sometimes when, you know, particularly when I was younger, I was perhaps a bit drunk and went on eBay and bought some random Star Trek rubbish. Do you think that's what happened? He was just drunk, thought, I'm going to buy Twitter. Because, you know, it's been a bit of a mess so far, isn't it? At number 10, what milestone number did the world's population hit in November 2022? 8 billion. That's incredible. Okay, that's 22 in review and Alphabeti Quizetti all wrapped up. Let's go into the final round. Final round then, 15 questions of trivia. Is all that stands between you and quiz glory. Question number 1. Legendary American sportsman Babe Ruth played which sport? Number 1. Legendary American sportsman Babe Ruth played which sport? Number 2. Which letter represents 50 in Roman numerals? Number 2. Which letter represents 50 in Roman numerals? Number 3. Where was the first series of The White Lotus set? Number 3. Where was the first series of The White Lotus set? Number 4. How many yards are there between each set of stumps in cricket? Number 4. How many yards are there between each set of stumps in cricket? Number 5. Which sea is named after the seaweed that floats on its surface? Number 5. Which sea is named after the seaweed that floats on its surface? Number 6. How is US rapper Melissa Vivian Jefferson better known? Number 6. How is US rapper Melissa Vivian Jefferson better known? Number 7. In the UK, how many X Factor winners have been Christmas number 1? Number 7. In the UK, how many X Factor winners have been Christmas number 1? Number 8. Which major river flows through New Orleans? Number 8. Which major river flows through New Orleans? Number 9. In which decade was Britney Spears born? Question 9. In which decade was Britney Spears born? Number 10. Which country was the first to win the FIFA World Cup 4 times? Number 10. Which country was the first to win the men's FIFA World Cup 4 times? Question 11. The Philippines lie in which ocean? Number 11. The Philippines lie in which ocean? Number 12. Shogi is Japanese form of which game? Question 12. Shogi is a Japanese form of which game? Number 13. Michelle Yeoh starred in which 2022 universe-hopping film featuring an alternative dimension where humans have hot dogs for fingers? Number 13. Michelle Yeoh stars in which 2022 universe-hopping film featuring an alternative dimension where humans have hot dogs for fingers? Number 14. Eric Cantona joined Manchester United from which club? Number 14. Eric Cantona joined Manchester United from which club? And finally, 15. In Peter Pan, what part of Peter was kept in a drawer? Number 15. In Peter Pan, what part of Peter was kept in a drawer? That's your 15 questions for the final fling. Not much time to think about it because here come the answers. The answers to the final fling number 1. Legendary American sportsman Babe Ruth played which sport? Baseball. 2. Which letter represents 50 in Roman numerals? L. Number 3. Where was the first series of the White Lotus set? Hawaii. Number 4. How many yards are there between each set of stumps in cricket? 22 yards, that's 20.12 metres. Number 5. Which sea is named after the seaweed that floats on its surface? Sargasso Sea. Number 6. How is the US rapper Melissa Vivian Jefferson better known? Lizzo. Number 7. In the UK, how many X Factor winners have been Christmas number 1? 7. 8. Which major river flows through New Orleans? The Mississippi. Number 9. In which decade was Britney Spears born? The 1980s. She was born December the 2nd, 1981. Number 10. Which country was the first to win the FIFA World Cup 4 times for men? That was Brazil. Number 11. The Philippines lie in which ocean? The Pacific Ocean or the Western Pacific Ocean. Number 12. Shogi is a Japanese form of which game? Chess. Number 13. Michelle Yeoh starred in which 2022 universe-hopping feature film with an alternative dimension where humans have hot dogs for fingers? Everything Everywhere All at Once. Number 14. Eric Cantona joined Man United from which club? Leeds. And finally, 15. In Peter Pan, what part of Peter was kept in a drawer? His shadow. thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster once again. Hopefully that's helped melt away a few miles as you travel around visiting family and friends this holiday season. Or maybe you've just played it while you're taking the dog for a walk and beaten your all-time record. If you want to get in touch, at Bar Wars on Twitter or facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. And don't forget to hit the follow button wherever you download this podcast so it can be delivered direct to your device every Monday. I'll leave you with a final tat fact. Did you know that vodka is Russian for a little water? Have a great week, have a safe week, and have an amazing start to 2023. Happy New Year. We'll quiz again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at Bar Wars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.